Time now for our Wisconsin News Roundup, looking at some of the top stories from around the state. A political candidate had police called on her while campaigning. The husband of UW-Whitewater's chancellor has been accused of sexual harassment. And mosquitoes. Oh, the mosquitoes. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hi, Rob. Thank you.
Let's start with this story. We found out this week that Sheila Stubbs, an African-American woman running for the state assembly, had the police called on her. Someone called the police on her while she was canvassing for votes last month. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Sure. Stubbs is running for assembly, but she's also a current Dane County board member. And the assembly district has different kinds of neighborhoods in it, right? It has predominantly black neighborhoods, predominantly white neighborhoods, you know, more and less affluent. And so she was out knocking on doors and campaigning, meeting her to be her constituents. Oh, I should say she's running unopposed, so these are almost certain to be her future constituents. And in the course of this, in a white neighborhood, someone called police on her and said they suspected that that basically she was part of a drug deal, that she was at the local drug house waiting for drugs.
And they noted that she had a car full of people, as I understand it. Her 70-some-year-old mother and her daughter were in the car.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's ridiculous, right? This is maybe the craziest detail in the story. Her 71-year-old mother and her 8-year-old daughter. So, like, this is with this group, and you know, she's dressed in, like, a business suit, essentially. So what is it exactly that made them look like drug dealers? It's not hard to reach the conclusion that it was about their race.
And what has Sheila Stubbs herself said about this and the interaction with police?
Well, so it is worth saying this is not just a claim by Stubbs. This was first reported by Jesse O'Poyan of the Cap Times. She reviewed the complaint that was made to police. The reporters have looked at the dash cam video from when the police were there. So Stubbs is talking, you know, straightforwardly talking about this as an instance of racial prejudice. And something that she felt humiliated by, and that is an example of this sort of, you know, sort of where we are right now in society. She said that the police officer who spoke with her, they ended up speaking with her for about 40 minutes in all between conversation with her mother and with Stubbs herself, and said that the officer asked to see the actual voter list that she was working with, I guess, to verify that she was actually doing what she said she was doing.
Then moving on to this story at UW-Whitewater, Rob, Pete Hill, husband of University Chancellor Beverly Copper, banned from campus under investigation after a growing number of sexual harassment accusations. What's being alleged here?
Right. This was first reported last week on Friday, and some new details have come out since as well. But yes, Pete Hill is the husband of the chancellor. He was found to have an investigation found that he sexually harassed women who were campus employees. So he is accused of reaching down and squeezing a young woman's knee, like under a table during a dinner, university dinner, inappropriate hugging and kissing, and at one university function, basically sort of pulling a woman close to him, whispering sexual comments, unwanted. I mean, it's gross stuff, but harassment allegations.
And what are people looking for now, not just from the husband of the chancellor, but the chancellor herself?
Well, this is exactly it. It is a big question hanging over this: is to what extent, if any, Copper should be considered culpable in any of this. You could certainly imagine a situation where she was aware of allegations or tried to cover them up or whatever, but it's a bit hard to say, at least at this point, whether that is true. The UW system released documents about Hill to Karen Herzog of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, but initially in the first release did not include the fact that You do not include information about investigators' interview with Copper, which obviously would shed some light on this sort of what was she aware of or what wasn't she aware of. There are some accusers in this case, as well as a state senator who represents Whitewater, who are calling on her to resign. She has not resigned.
And then briefly, Rob, we're all aware, I think, of the mosquitoes out there. Mosquitoes got involved in a case of Crime and Punishment. Can you sum that story up for us?
Yeah, I love it. The story from out of Fond du Lac by my colleague Sophie Carson. Guy was running away from the cops in the village of Campbellsport. He was accused of stealing a bunch of alcohol from a Piggly Wiggly, and he was running away, trying to get away in a cornfield. And it turned out that the mosquitoes were so bad that he surrendered. He came back out, mosquitoes swarming around his face, and he couldn't take it anymore, and that man was arrested.
All right, possibly a new police tactic in the works there. Rob, thanks for bringing us up to date.
All right, thank you.
Rob Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He joins us every week for a roundup of the top Wisconsin news stories.